The following is a presentation of the American College of Osteopathic Internists.
Welcome to the 2017 Internal Medicine Board Review Course, sponsored by the American College of Osteopathic Internists. The course was held March 22nd through 26th, 2017, at the JW Marriott Las Vegas Resort and Spa. The course featured nationally known speakers presenting a wide variety of topics of interest to the internist preparing for certification or recertification in the specialty of internal medicine. General Medicine Board Review Questions is presented by Dr. Richard Darrow, Dr. Robert Hasty, and Dr. Scott Spradlin.
So this is a 75-year-old man comes to your office with new back pain, with shooting pain down his leg, has weakness of foot extension and cannot stand on his toes on the left foot, and a dropped ankle jerk on the left. Lesion of what root? C6, L4, L5, or S1?
Yep, that's correct. You got it right.
48-year-old female with lung cancer present with onset of weakness in legs and falls. She's been having some difficulty with losing control of urine. This is like going to work. On motor examination, she presents with bilateral arm and leg weakness with increased tone. Most appropriate test would be, and you've got those choices before you. It's kind of like a horse race to see who's going to come in first here.
I know, and people change. Yeah. So, wait a minute, was that cervical thoracic MRI? Did you all pick the right answer on that one?
You should have.
Yes, that was the right answer.
30-year-old woman A 30-year-old woman fell asleep with her legs crossed. When she awoke, she noticed that the right foot was tingling and slapping on the ground. These symptoms most likely represent which of the following?
I'm proud of you.
Perfect.
So now I know what I had. 59-year-old woman presents with subacute onset of tingling in her toes. Her reflexes are depressed with downgoing toes. The finding that suggests most strongly that this is Guillain-Barré syndrome and not a spinal cord problem is?
Very good. Right, incorrect answer. the lack of bowel or bladder incontinence. Yeah.
Well, it's going fast. A 68-year-old man is in the medical intensive care unit. He has been there for 4 weeks for a COPD on a vent. He is areflexic and has a high creatinine phosphokinase level. Electromyography nerve conduction velocity study shows a severe neuropathy of both the myelinating and axonal forms. The reason for the failure to wean is least likely to be.
Myasthenia gravis. I think the one we marked is maybe you did it most likely, but the answer is myasthenia gravis.
28-year-old female has a throbbing one-sided headache 3 times a month that occurs suddenly, persists for 2 days. This is what type of headache?
I think we're fair to say that based on this, migraine without aura is what we discussed this morning, because this thing's continuing to come back and haunt me. Because it's a mixture of a question, it could be either way, so don't panic back there. But yes, you did correctly this time. So you were awake during that portion. That's good.
Which of the following diets should be prescribed to a patient with Parkinson's disease?
Oh, that's not me.
Excellent, 100%.
High carb.
Which of the following diets would be most helpful to a patient with gout?
They got it. Listen to you. Wow, excellent, good job.
Infections with Burkholder aspiratus are typically associated with which of the following inherited disorders?
Yeah, everybody always thinks of, Pseudomonas, and, that's usually the one everybody gets, but the Burkholderia sepatia, that's the classic board question with CF, so.
Good. Mutations of the ATP7B gene is characteristic of which of the following?
Yeah, excellent. You know, you still go with the low ceruloplasmin as the initial diagnostic, but you can also confirm with the genetic testing, the ATP7. So,
pyoderma gangrenosum is characterized by.
We never got to it, but they got it.
Congratulations, you got it. I never got to pyoderma gangrenosum because it's usually down there on the lower extremity on the ankle. But yes, it is pathergy. It's one of those white blood cell infiltration syndromes.
An 18-year-old female presents with a pustule on the left arm and tenosynovitis of the right thumb. She most likely has.
I love it. You got it right.
25-year-old male with a herpetiform rash over the scapula and buttocks should be evaluated for.
Yeah, that's the dermatitis herpetiformis. That's where it occurs. Those vesicular herpetic type lesions are usually over the scapula, especially.
Which often presents with mouth ulcers?
Pemphigus usually has oral involvement. Pemphigoid, which you see in the elderly people that are on NSAIDs and the nursing homes and so forth, they have pemphigoid. Those blisters don't break because the lesion's way down at the dermal epidermal. It's not up in that superficial granular layer. And also, pemphigus is associated with the oral ulcers. Pemphigoid is generally not, although you can have cicatricial pemphigoid that does involve the mouth. But generally, pemphigus does involve the mouth as well as the skin. I'm sorry I didn't talk about that, but I only had so much time.
I had a case of paraneoplastic pemphigus just last week. Arthritis may be seen with...
B5, B51, it's HLA associated.
Yeah. Psoriasis is often exacerbated by?
This is that connection with streptococcus I talked about when I put the impetigo up there. Sunlight, remember, you use UV light to treat psoriasis, so.
DPP-4 inhibitors may increase the risk of...
Yeah, the one thing I wanted you to take, I knocked the gliptins quite a bit, but just take it away. The patient has congestive failure. They shouldn't be on the gliptins. And I don't know, maybe it does affect the uric acids, but the answer I wanted is CHF.
Codeine in rapid metabolizers may produce which of the following?
Yeah, remember codeine is metabolized, and ultra metabolizers metabolize to heroin. So that if you give them, once it's at the heroin stage, if you give them something that will inhibit the glycoprotein or cytochrome oxidase, you're actually going to increase the heroin levels. So if you give them an enzyme inhibitor, they're going to get coma from codeine, even a normal dose of codeine.
Actually showed up on my palliative care boards. Statins, yeah, sure did. Statins may produce myalgias in patients taking.
Yeah, remember, St. John's wort is an enzyme inducer. Remember, it was up there with the anticonvulsants, and rifampin. So that's going to eat up the primary drug. Everything else is not in that list, especially the macrolide antibiotics or enzyme inhibitors. So you give a patient on statin, macrolide, and Azithromax, and you may induce myopathy.
An 87-year-old man with long-standing dementia presents with a sudden loss of consciousness and a fall. A head CT scan reveals a large left frontal lobar hematoma. The most likely diagnosis is?
Very good. Yep, definitely amyloid and the dementia. Cancer back.
56-year-old woman with a history of atrial fibrillation presents with 3 hours of acute onset aphasia, hemiparesis, neglect, and forced gaze deviation. CT was within normal limits. Most common reason for this is?
Excellent. Yep, exactly right.
A 34-year-old woman with a history of miscarriage 5 years ago presents with new right-sided hemiparesis and slurred speech for the past 2 hours. Symptoms slowly resolve while in the emergency department. Which is an appropriate course of action?
Yeah, both B and C. Remember? Hypercoagulable states. Good.